Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immunutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm spectacular. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Enjoying the nice weather and waiting for what's to come.
Fall. Fall is going to come, and it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
There's hot cider and sweatshirts and
Well, what I don't like about
pumpkins.
Fall is I know what's coming next.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get off the subject of
there
weather.
There we go.
On the subject of nutrition.
Yes.
And, well, speaking of fall and that kind of thing, so we're a good lead in there. It's harvest time getting there. And you can talk a little bit about nutrition at harvest time.
That's right. So I've had quite a few farmers that I've talked to recently, and the whole process of harvest has come up in a lot of those conversations because harvest is a really busy time. And there's some interesting research, actually, on farmers and diet during harvest. And as you can probably imagine, as with most people, when things get really busy, diet quality tends to suffer.
Yeah, people don't think about this, grab something.
That's right. We're just trying to get through it, right? And in all reality, it's you know, it's a few weeks for a lot of people. It's not like this is their whole year that's looking like this. So I would like to start by saying, if you are happy with your harvest plan, I'm not here to change it. Whatever works for you, you do it. But a lot of people have questions about what is a better harvest snack, or what can I take in the tractor with me, or the combine, which are different things. I'm not a farming expert. But people have asked a lot of questions about what they can take with them. So I thought I'd share just a couple of statistics first, because I think they're really interesting. And during harvest, and this is research on farmers specifically, farmers eat about 3,800 calories during harvest per day. And that's about 1,000 calories more than what they eat during the off season, during non-harvest time. Now, it's not that that's a problem necessarily. However, their snack intake also doubles. So most of those extra 1,000 calories that they're taking in are coming from snack foods, things that you can grab and take in whatever you're driving, or things that are shelf stable, things that you can just grab and go, right? That's kind of what we were talking about earlier. When people get busy, we get grab and go stuff. Lots of candy, lots of chips, sugary drinks, lots of caffeine, because the days are a lot longer. So during harvest, we see caffeine go up, fast food, convenience food, sugar sweetened beverages, eating on the go, not really sitting down for a meal. We see lower intakes of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, less meal regularity, less sleep sometimes. And it's interesting, too, that 60%, so over half, of farmers report skipping at least one of the main meals during the day during harvest, because things are just busy, right? They don't always take the time to stop, depending on what the weather looks like and the pace and all of that. Now, there's a lot of things that factor into this, but something that I think is interesting is if we look from 1940 to 2022, which is pretty close to now, in 1940, the average hours spent making meals each week during harvest was 20 to 25 hours in any given household. Now, it's less than 6 hours per week. So we also just don't have people that are necessarily staying at home dedicated to being able to make all those meals, and people who are able to spend 20 to 25 hours cooking food for the people working on the farm, right? So when we have less stuff that's prepared for us, then it's easier to just go to those grab-and-go things. So I'm also not going to sit here and tell people that they need to make all of these extra meals in the handful of hours they have that they're not in the field and not dealing with their other harvest activities. But maybe there's some grab-and-go things or some things that we can do that are just a touch more nourishing.
All right, I bet you're going to tell us what those
are. That's our goal, right?
Yes.
Just a little bit more nourishing. So when we're working those 12 to 14 hour days or more, having things that can get us through the day that are providing those ongoing nourishment opportunities is kind of our goal. So the first thing I will say is if we can just start out the day strong, if people can focus on breakfast first and foremost, and I say this for most people, not just those working in the field or during harvest, but when we have those longer hours, when we have more stress, when we have a busier schedule, having something that's going to get us going first thing in the morning is important. So it could be.
I like to start out with a pot of coffee.
That is
Not fine. A good idea. Okay.
By all means, grab your travel mug, right? Take it out to the field with you. Nothing wrong with coffee, but maybe we throw a little bit of food with that.
Maybe some fruit or something.
You know, I will admit that sometimes when I'm having a busy morning, I will put like a protein powder, like a collagen powder or something like that in my coffee. It is an easy way to get a little extra protein. You know, in our house, we can't have eggs, so we don't do those as often. But egg muffins, if you are a person who's not going to sit down and eat egg muffins, you can make them in just a little cupcake tin. And you can make a whole bunch of them right now if things are less busy. Put them in the freezer and they can easily be warmed up to take with you, grab and go kind of thing in the morning. Same thing with breakfast burritos. You can certainly make those ahead of time or make the ingredients for them ahead of time. So all you have to do is assemble them. Simple things like meat and cheese, especially if you've got some venison sticks or if you have a cattle farm or get meat from local farmers, having beef sticks from a local farm, something like that. Nothing wrong with that. Cheese sticks, having some yogurts or something like that, especially Greek yogurt or something that doesn't have a lot of extra sugar added to it. But you can also just do leftovers right out the gate. There's nothing wrong with having a hot dish first thing in the morning. It's a mindset thing. That's actually what Archer had for breakfast this morning, was some leftover hot
with
dish.
Archer, so. I can believe it.
Yes, yeah. Archer will eat almost anything. But if you can start your day out right and then have a handful of snacks, especially if you know you're going to miss meals. I know one of the most common things people tell me that they take with them during harvest is just a sandwich and a bag of chips. And I'm not telling you can't have a sandwich and a bag of chips. That's fine. But if we have that multiple times a day for several weeks, it's just not the most nourishing thing we can do in the long run. So maybe some of those snacks instead are things like nuts and seeds or a trail mix. Again, fruit and cheese is great. I've made that chickpea cookie dough dip before. Bring out some apples and have your cookie dough dip.
Throw some chickpeas in there.
Throw some chickpeas in. Any of those kinds of things are good. And you don't have to have them instead of your chips. But maybe we just have some nourishment in addition to, if those chips are something you look forward to. If you do grab chips, if we can add something nourishing to it, like guacamole or some kind of a sour cream or Greek yogurt dip or something like that to balance it out a little bit, same thing. It's even better. If we can do really simple swaps with those sandwiches, like choosing a higher fiber bread or choosing to use non-lunch meat. So instead, maybe we use shredded chicken or shredded pork or something like that on there, or shredded beef. Those are great options to make those just a little bit more nourishing and have a few less of the things that we know are not great for our health in the long run. We know that processed meat in the long run is just highly correlated to a lot of cardiovascular conditions, which farmers are already at greater risk for. So if we can just provide those good nourishing things, those little adjustments to sandwiches, that's great. A tuna sandwich, a PB&J, nothing wrong with those. Bring those out too. That's a great option to mix things up. Soups you can sip. So if you can put like a good quality broth or bone broth into a thermos, if you can, I like butternut squash soup, something like that. Those are going to give you some extra veggies. You're maybe not a big fan of butternut squash soup based on the face that the rest of the audience can't see.
That's a good thing it's not TV here.
But I think just, you know, starting your day right, staying hydrated, making those little swaps can really go a long way to just making harvest a little bit more nourishing.
About an apple or a banana or something there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fruit is great. It's easy. The little clementines, anything like that. And if you keep an eye out on ImmuNutrition, you're going to see a little collection of recipes come out here towards the end of this week. So.
All right.
Yeah.
And how do they find your website?
Well, you can go to ImmuNutrition.com. That's ImmuNutrition.com. Or it'll be right on Facebook.
Right. Or they can give you a call and you can just explain it to them.
That's right. Or if you've got a rainy day during harvest, call the clinic and schedule an appointment. Come in and see me and we can work it out.
Get a good food plan for harvest time.
That's right.
All right. Well, very good, Amber. Appreciate the information. And as we head into harvest time, of course, we also encourage everybody to be safe.
That's right.
We'll be running a lot of farm safety messages again because everybody kind of gets in a hurry and bad things can happen. So
that's right.
We don't want to lose any listeners out
just
there.
Just take your time.
That's right. Take your time and eat well.
That's right.
All right. Amber, we'll see you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
There you go. Another Taco Tuesday here on Q92.